joined this afternoon by Linus Lundqvist, finished P3 today in race number one. So how did race number one go? The start looked pretty interesting. So take us through what happened on the start, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, it was an interesting race, and I think we knew beforehand that it was going to be a rough race because we decided to go on used tires compared to, I think, the rest of the top five or top six, which went on new. But I knew also that my one opportunity was maybe going to be in the start of the first lap. And David got a good getaway, and then there was a gap in going into turn one. And I went for it. Obviously, I think the top four guys obviously ran there right through the chicane. And after that, I think we never really had the pace to truly challenge them. And then I tried to defend as hard as I could with Kyle, but he sent one around the outside into one and made it stick. So good for him. But obviously, I'm kind of happy being back on the podium because it's been a while. So, happy with that and looking forward to tomorrow.
So tomorrow you start on new tires. So I was talking to your teammate David outside for a couple of minutes. So he said Linus is going to be real fast tomorrow because he got the new tires. So you're feeling confident heading into race two, which is in the morning before IndyCar, I think. 11 a.m. Yes.
I mean the plan in theory is exactly that the other guys have used tires and I have new. Therefore, I should be fast, but you never know. But we'll see. You know, anything can happen in racing. But I think tomorrow we can maybe lay back a little bit more and see how the races progress and bring out the opportunity that comes to us. And I think today showed as well the advantage of push to pass. It's really, really big down this main straight. So hopefully we can make a move tomorrow.
So what do you think of you had two tests and two practices, or two tests of practice and qualifying yesterday. You had obviously qualifying in a race today. So you've had a lot of track time in a short period of time here at Portland. What do you think of Portland? I'm assuming this is your first time here. So what do you think of the track so far?
So far, so good. Maybe not the top of the list, but certainly not at the bottom. Let's put it that way. I think the good thing is that, you know, the team has shown great speed, I think, since test one. And obviously in qualifying, occupying one through four and then 1, 2, 3 in quality two, I think it just shows that the amount of work and effort the guys put in, it really pays off. And therefore, you know, since we're quick, it's usually a fun track to drive on. But, you know, I have another couple of favorites up there.
So what are your top two tracks, at least so far this year?
So far this year, Barber and Detroit, I got to say.
Detroit?
Yeah. Okay. I got to say as well, St. Pete is up there, but probably not above Barber.
A lot of people say Detroit, you know, super bumpy, et cetera. So you like that style of racing on an open-wheel car?
Yeah, and I think I have some good memories because that was the first time that I was really able to fight for a pole and a win on a street race because that was my third ever street course. So that was like the first time that I think I showed good pace on a street course. So therefore, it lies me very close to heart, and I think therefore I'm I'm very much liking the track.
So you sit third in the standings overall. So it's been a pretty successful, you know, rookie Indy Lights season. How would you describe, you know, kind of the start of the year, you had expectations versus where you are now? You know, how would you rate your season so far?
I would rate my season okay. I think we had a really great start to the season. And then obviously we fell back a little bit in the middle of the season. So it's good to be back now on the podium, and hopefully we can build some momentum now going to the last few races of the season and finish on a high.
So you raced at Mid-Ohio, you've already done a triple header there, at least you finish out the year with the triple header there. Does that, you know, give you a little bit more, two races there? Thank you. We have some background help. so you have a double header there to end out the year. Does that, you know, having...
Sports stars. They're like superheroes.
But they're actually real.
Which is why we've made a podcast about them. You see...
They've all got a story.
But too many of these stories were cut short.
Kobe Bryant.
Payne Stewart.
Flo Jo.
Phil Hughes.
Justin Fashanu.
We're writing episodes about all of them.
And sadly, many more.
Death of a Sports Star. A new series from Crowd Network.
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning or have never even heard of paddle, or padel, as it's called in North America, this is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season aligning with the Pro Tour, you can anticipate 2 engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!
Race there a couple times already, kind of give you a good indication of, listen, this is what I want the car to be like. Come there and, you know, pick up some valuable points to end the year.
Yeah, I believe so. And last time we were in Mid-Ohio, I think we had some work to do. And I think now when we had, you know, some time to look back at it, we know what to do. And I think it took some time to evaluate going to this third half of the season as well with some good package. And I think that we showed here at Portland that everything works, and hopefully we can put that to test in Mid-Ohio as well.
All right, so we have Laguna next. Did you guys get to test there, or will this also be your first time there?
I actually got to test there in the beginning of the year. So okay. It's one of 3 tracks that I've been to before.
Okay. So Laguna, obviously famous for the corkscrew. I don't know. Did you like your test at Laguna, or is it maybe not on the maybe it's towards the bottom of that track list?
No. It was super fun, and I think it was my 3rd time in the car when we went there, so I still remember that test just being overwhelmed with the car and happiness and how cool it was, and especially a place like Laguna, because it's one of those tracks that, you know, since I was a kid, I'd raced that in different racing games on PlayStation, etc. So it was very cool going there for the first time and experience the corkscrew and everything around it. So looking forward to going racing there to see how that is.
All right, so let's see here. You've got 3 teammates. You've got, and everybody seems to work very well together here. Rob Howden said on the PA during the Indy Lights race that it's a very cohesive group. So, what is it like being a part of HMD Motorsports? I know you can only say positive and glowing things since we're surrounded by other people right now, but you know, what's it like being part of HMD this year?
It's great, and I think again, they've shown since day one and race one that, you know, we are now the team to beat, and it's great to be part of that group. And just the effort that these guys put in makes you want to put in even more. And it's good to see as well, like, having 3 or 4 drivers up there all the time to be, you know, fighting for podiums and wins. And it really gives you good data and feedback, and you bounce ideas off each other, which is great.
So one moment this year that you look back on that you wish you had done something differently, whether it be an entire race, a specific pass, or anything like that?
Where do you want me to start?
Well, just pick one.
I mean, there's a few, but it's usually just like small stupid mistakes, like take race 2 in Indianapolis. I think we should have done an easy P2 there, but made a mistake and ran wide, and we finished P5, and St. Pete, race 1 as well. So there's a few, you know, just mistakes that you make, trying to push a little bit too hard, but it's all part of the learning curve as well. So the target's now to learn from it and trying to finish on a high.
So looking ahead to 2022, obviously nothing is announced for you yet, but what is your goal? You know, if you can't get to IndyCar, is another season of Indy Lights possible in the budget, or however all that stuff works out?
Nothing is impossible in racing, I'll tell you that much, but we'll see. Obviously, I think my future will depend on a lot how I finish this season as well. So that's the target, but we'll see if I return to Lights, or the target is obviously to try to go to IndyCar, but we'll see what's going to happen. Either way, I'm going to try to do my best and trying to win some races.
Awesome, man. Well, best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Get ready, race fans, because the ultimate NASCAR experience is about to hit the airwaves. Welcome to Pit Pass NASCAR, the podcast that takes you deep into the heart-pounding world of NASCAR racing.
Join us each week as we bring you closer to the NASCAR action with exclusive interviews and all the news and rumors you need with your favorite drivers, team members, and industry insiders.
So whether you're a fan of super speedways, short ovals, or road racing, or you've just watched Talladega Nights, Pit Pass NASCAR is the podcast you've been waiting for.
Get ready to fuel your passion for NASCAR like never before. Subscribe now to Pit Pass NASCAR on your favorite podcast platform or head to evergreenpodcast.com and get ready to join us.
Launching in the fall on Evergreen Podcast Network. Follow us on social media at pitpass_NASCAR to stay up to date with everything you need to know about the podcast.